ABC Radio Australia.
It may be an ancient art form, but tapa, or bark cloth, is being tested in the contemporary art world here in Australia. A Sydney exhibition is showcasing the vibrant fabric made by Umi women in Papua New Guinea's remote Oro province. As Dubrovko Volodev found out, the modern tapa designs have become a source of income for the women and their communities.
So we are here at the museum. There are more than 50 works of art here, made by, I think, 35 women from Oro province. Rebecca, if you don't mind just introducing yourself quickly, please.
My name's Rebecca Conway and I'm the curator for ethnography here at the Chow Chak Wing Museum.
So behind you here, I can see a tapa. There are some graphic outlines there, filled in with beautiful colours, muted colours, quite earthy colours, but also bright colours. Can you tell me a bit about this particular tapa and what it signifies?
These are around major themes for the Omi in terms of their designs and iconography. To Omi people, the mountains have a really sacred significance, and so they feature very much in their design iconography for the decoration of their bark cloth. And so what you see are these sharp peaks and contours of the mountains in their artworks. And so most of the dyes, the bark that is used to make the cloth, come from that forest environment. The inner bark of certain trees is used, beaten and felted to make the cloth in quite a laborious process, and then it's decorated with various plant dyes, so from charcoal based blacks to leaves and sap of certain trees that pass through certain processes in order to bring out the brightness and the colours that you see on the works.
Bark cloth making has quite a long tradition in the Pacific, but there's also been a recent revival. Can you tell me a bit more about this particular exhibit or these particular pieces here?
The work in this exhibition is from a customary base. It's also a cutting-edge contemporary in the sense that most of these works were produced in the last 20 years by a group of artists who decided that they would establish an artist cooperative in order to market their artwork to the world.
And now, Rebecca, we've arrived at another piece. This one looks quite different. I see different colours, I see different shapes. Can you tell me a bit more about that one?
Yeah, so this is one of a number of works by Lila Waramu. In this work, you can see lots of different Umi designs combined. We have these curlicue designs, which are representative of the Ode vine, which is a very prominent vine in the rainforests of Umi territory. And then you also get these kind of little almost zigzag-looking black design running through. And these are pig hoof prints. Pigs are very important for Umi people, as they are for many cultures in PNG. Her line work, so the outlines are her, principally her work. Then she may have an apprentice, a younger artist, a woman of her clan, with her, infilling then the design with these bright colours, and also often browns, shades of brown, that create this kind of colour palette of the Umi bark cloth.
With me here at the museum is Stephen Gagao.
Thank you. My name is Stephen Gagao. I'm a cultural researcher.
Stephen, tell us about tapa as we know it in the Pacific. What is the cultural significance of tapa, you know, in the Pacific but also in PNG?
It's a traditional sort of naturally based material that we use to promote our culture and the oneness with the environment. The history is like we have, our histories are ancestral, which is the beginning of the first man, the first woman came into existence. It's normally about the wear, the decoration, the ornaments that we pride ourselves in. So the history is from the beginning of time, as far as I know it, and it's very connected to ancestral and traditions of our people. As with colonization, a lot of things traditionally have been sort of either being replaced or taken the place of what we used to have in our customary sort of laws and traditions. But the bar cloth designs are now actually getting onto modern materials and fabrics. We still maintain and preserve that culture in a different form, not necessarily bar cloth, but on cotton. And it's actually, we still wear that with pride because it resembles, or the significance is still maintained and preserved in a different form, not the natural form.
And what is the significance of this exhibit?
It's promoting culture, our people. And for us, it's about the whole Pacific is one big ocean, and we call it Tokpisin. It's one solwara, meaning that we are one people, and commonalities in culture are there to promote and also to tell the world that this is also pride and also part of our heritage that we are, and our identity that we need to promote to the rest of the world.